This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Turkey's military says it has captured a key Syrian border town as its offensive against Kurdish fighters pressed into its fourth day. Meanwhile, the World Food Program says more than 100,000 people have been displaced so far by the Turkish invasion. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
In Turkey, kim ne dersin? President Erdogan says he told President Trump and others, if you're going to stop this, stop it. But they haven't stopped it, so they will take matters into their own hands. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the U.S. is disappointed in Turkey, moving in after U.S. forces moved out of northern Syria.
To be clear, we are not abandoning our Kurdish partner forces, and U.S. troops remain with them in other parts of Syria.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says there could be powerful new U.S. sanctions against Turkey.
There are no sanctions at this time, but this will be the broadest executive authorities delegated to us.
Mnuchin says if Turkey goes too far, the U.S. will shut down its economy. Ed Donahue, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump says the United States and China have agreed to the first phase of a trade deal that would end a trade war that has been going on for months. In announcing the deal, President Trump said the U.S. relationship with China has never been better.
I think they're great. I think the relationship in certain ways may be better than it's ever been. We've been through a very tough negotiation. There's never been a negotiation like this.
The deal averts a 5% increase on $250 billion worth of Chinese goods set to go into effect next Tuesday. At a Saturday summit, Chinese leader Xi Jinping and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi agreed to set up a high-level group to tackle India's large trade deficit with China. Xi and Modi held nearly 6 hours of talks in their second annual summit, designed to break through decades of distrust. From Washington, this is VOA News.